boat known as Ro-Ro ship or roll-on roll-off. The crossing fee is 100,000 rupiah per car and 6,500 rupiah per person. The crossing time is around 30 until 45 minutes. Listener, to attract tourists, the Rupat Beach Festival is usually held in October. This is an annual agenda for Bengkalis Regency. In the festival, there are a number of competitions that are participated in by the local community, such as parade of ornamental canoes, kites, pillow fights, beheading boat races, and many more.
From Jakarta, here is Voice of Indonesia with Indonesia Today. News, information, and entertainment from Indonesia, only on Indonesia Today. Here's Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Minister ensures continuous state presence for elderly. BP Hajj praises Saudi Arabia's improved Hajj management. And now the news in details. Minister of Social Affairs Saifullah Yusuf reaffirmed the government's commitment to ensuring the welfare of senior citizens during the 2025 National Elderly Day event in Jember, East Java, on Saturday. During the event, Minister Yusuf took time to greet elderly couples participating in the Isbat Marriage Legalization Ceremony, a service aimed at helping them access various government assistance programs. And the next news. Head of the Hajj Management Agency, Muhammad Irfan Yusuf, praised the Saudi Arabian government for making this year's Hajj more organized, secure, and comfortable. Stricter visa requirement, the Nusuk platform, and new regulations have required Indonesian Hajj organizers to adapt quickly. And that was the news.
From Jakarta, Indonesia, here is Voice of Indonesia with English program, presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, online streaming voanews.id and at RI Digital mobile application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
From Indonesia to the world.
Hello, Voil listener. Welcome back to Indonesia Today on Voice of Indonesia, where I'll be accompanying you for the next hour, providing you with news, information, and also entertainment and special interviews from Indonesia to the world. And for listeners, this beautiful day of Monday, this start of the weekday, of course, there are lots of things that you can do and you want to do. So make sure to tune in to get the information through our social media and Facebook account, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok in VOI double underscore official. We also have our email address in VOI at voinews.id. Also, our WhatsApp number in +62 821 2381 2130. And you can watch through online streaming voinews.id, shortwave in 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Also, our application in RRE Digital, for those of you who love watching on demand. And so without any further ado, Voice listener, let's start today's broadcast in RR Init with a song from Yovi Tulus and Glenn with Adu Rayu.
Maukah lagi kau mengulang ragu dan sendu yang lama? Dia yang dulu pernah bersamamu memahat kecewa. Atau kau inginkan yang baru, sungguh menyayangimu. Aku ingin dirimu yang menjadi milikku. Bersamaku mulai hari ini, hilang ruang untuk cinta yang lain.
Separuh jalan pernah dilewati, meski ada kecewa. Aku yang dulu tak begitu lagi, takkan ku ulangi. Jangan dulu engkau berpaling, beri ku kesempatan. Sama ku mulai hari baru, hilang ruang untuk cinta yang lain.
Lupakan dia, pergi denganku.
Lupakanlah ragu denganku.
Voice of Indonesia.
A budding tourist destination in a panoramic fishing town of Labuan Bajo. A perfect retreat for peace and tranquility. And for those who seek adventure. Amazing dive sites. Magnificent underwater life in glassy seas. exploring and discovering is never ending. Stunning landscape. Delight in the legendary Pink Beach. Uncovering Earth. See the nocturnal. And feast on the splendid scenery. Isolated to conserve. Land of the Dragons. Sanctuary for the endemic. Natural habitat of the giant lizards. Beautiful beasts. Magnificent journey into the wild. Komodo Island. Wonderful Indonesia.
Indonesia.
Ku merasakan ada getaran itu. Meskipun ku mengerti engkau di situ masih meragu. Waktu kau buka semua ruang untukku. Namun ku akan setia menanti hingga kau yakini. Lady, I know you're the one for me.
You are still tuned on RRW Service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Don't forget to send your criticism, suggestion, and even questions to our WhatsApp number +62 821 2381 2130 +62 2381 2130. And after this, listener, we'll be listening to an interview by our colleague Daulat Pane talking about via like a journalist visa program with Joaquin Aguilera from El Mercurio, Chile, and also Richard Iron and Blin, the City Paper Limited, Colombia. So stay tuned on RRW Service, Voice of Indonesia.
In making sure the best choice was made to prevent or minimize flood in Jakarta, everyone was involved, including those in the neighboring city, Bogor. Introducing the Katulampa Floodgate. Located in the city of Bogor, Katulampa is one of the most important points of the Ciliwung River that spans across the mountainous part of Bogor to the coast of Jakarta. Built in 1911, today, the 74-meter floodgate still plays many roles, including providing water for Bogor City and the Bogor Palace, irrigation for agriculture, as well as observation posts for flood early warning for every part of Greater Jakarta passed through by Ciliwung River. To ensure these functions run well, some watches are posted 24/7, right in the face of Katulampa floodgate. These watchers would take care of the gates of Katulampa as well as the piling garbages in the river. The watchers of Katulampa believe that by taking care of the nature will take care of us.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Well, listeners and viewers of Voice of Indonesia, today here in our studio we have two very important persons from Bogota, Colombia, and also from Chile. I will introduce, on my left is Richard Amblin. Hello, Richard. How are you?
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Welcome to our studio.
Thank you. Excellent to be here.
And the other one is Joaquin Aguilera from Chile. How are you?
Really fine. Thank you for your invitation.
Welcome to our studio. And they are here in Jakarta today. I'm for a few days, or maybe 1 or 2 weeks. How long have you been here?
No. We arrived on Saturday, and we are leaving tomorrow.
Saturday and leaving tomorrow. So almost...
4 days.
I lost count. Well,
4 days. Yes, we've been losing count because of jet lag. Hi.
So my colleagues here are from the Forum for East Asia Latin America Cooperation, organized by the Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry. And today we are going to talk about lighter conversation. I think okay. We'll talk your experience here, and then we will talk a little bit about our places of working in media. Mm-hmm. How is the media growing today? Because as we know that there are some medias in the in some parts of the world are shutting down because of financial problem, but we don't want to hear it today here in the studio, right? You agree with me? Okay, first I will go to Richard. Okay, Richard, you have been here for 4 days. So what do you get from the visit for these 4 days?
Well, I think that there are a lot of similarities, because both Colombia, the country where I'm a resident of, and I run a media company, and Indonesia are all both pretty much on the same equatorial line. So in terms of a lot of the food diversity that I see on the streets of Indonesia, they might go by a different name, the fruits and the foods, but there are a lot, we have a lot in common in terms of the coffee, for example. Indonesia is a major exporter of coffee, the cacao, the chocolate. When you go into villages in Indonesia, you see this abundance of vegetables and fruits that are harvested locally, and it's something very similar to what we see in Colombia. So I think the connection between people and land is very important. Mm-hmm. I see a very highly organized society in Indonesia. We all, both capitals, Bogota and Jakarta, have large populations. And so traffic and mobility becomes very difficult. But overall, I see a good management of the flow of vehicles. You have a very good grid, transportation, railway infrastructure, mm-hmm. great highways. That so even though people may complain about the speed of traffic, it works. And I see a highly developed country that is playing a major role in Southeast Asia in terms of attracting investment, enterprise. And I think in Colombia we have a lot to learn from what we see in the Indonesian model, because you have a very large population. And even though we're not that big, we're only 44 million, but there's a lot that we can learn from Indonesia.
44 million is less than the Java population.
Exactly.
Yeah. Jakarta alone, during the working day, there are around 10 to 12 million people coming here. And during that night, maybe it's around 9 to 10 million people staying in Jakarta. Okay, so before I move to Holigin, Iguera, I love coffee very much. I would like to. Did you try the Indonesian coffee?
Well, I think so, because I think that what are being served has to come from Indonesia.
Okay.
I know it's a much stronger coffee than the Colombian, but it's got a big reputation internationally. Indonesia is known for its Sumatra blends. And, you know, it's pretty much available worldwide. It's hard not to see Sumatra blend or Java blends in international coffee houses. So it's, you have a big global image in terms of coffee production, like Colombia, but we have very different type of coffee.
Okay. Do you think that the Colombian coffee is stronger or?
No, it's very mild. Colombia has the almost exclusive rights worldwide for a bean called the Arabica.
Okay.
And the Arabica bean is a very mild bean. They always, you know, if you remember the campaigns with Juan Valdez and the coffee mule, it's always about the smoothness of Colombian coffee. But the truth of the matter is the only thing that makes Colombian coffee unique in the coffee industry worldwide is that each bean has to be picked by hand.
Okay.
And this is something that very few countries are doing right now because of labor costs, and having to pick each bean by hand is a very labor intensive process.
Okay. Labor costs.
Labor costs.
We have just trade.
Okay.
And Joaquin, same, you have been here for 4 days, so how do you experience for this visit for 4 days?
Okay, so just as Richard mentioned, I think that staying here for a few days, we can tell that actually there's a lot of similitudes between Latin American countries and Southeast Asia. We have been in Singapore before Indonesia.
Okay.
And I think that in this world scenario, what media is every day talking about, this new global scenario about trading I'm talking about, it's very important for both Southeast Asia and Latin American countries that actually everybody should know that we are not so different. And I think that this kind of visits is really good for that. We are here with our colleagues from not only Chile and Colombia, but Paraguay, Uruguay, Peru, Mexico. So I think that that's a really good thing. Actually, just for being here, for instance, I worked in radio in my country too, and it's like a similar story because of over there, Chile is a country exposed to natural disasters too, and the radio is the main media when something happens. I mean, we have big earthquakes, for instance, and the TV shut down, the digital media shut down, and the radio is still the most important media over there in that case.
That's good things from the radio, okay?
Exactly.
Equipments are down, but the radio is still on.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's the same here in Indonesia. We are like Radio Republic Indonesia. We are also part of the early warning system, as you know, that we are lying in the ring of fire. So, based on your schedule, I got from one of our friends from the Indonesian friend of First Ministry that you visited various places here, including the electric in the Purwakarta. Okay, the powerhouse is Purwakarta.
Uh-huh.
Yes, yeah. So what do you see? I mean, what do you say about this powerhouse? Because this is one, big powerhouse in Indonesia.
Well, in the Sitara Reservoir, we visited the huge solar panel plant and the hydroelectric dam that provides the energy to West Java, and it's absolutely monumental, actually. What's interesting is that, you know, a lot of countries want to make a green energy transition and have it as one of their agendas for climate change and to reach by 2050, by, you know, according to the different United Nations standards, whether the, you know, the conventions, whether they're going to do it in 2050 or 2060. But Indonesia is definitely moving forward on green energy, and this is going to be a very important part of your economy. And I think as well as giving people access to clean energy for vehicles, and I think that can make Indonesia very competitive in the electric vehicle market.
Yes.
You know, right now we're seeing kind of a domination in global trade of Elon Musk's Tesla, and we saw what happened to shares around the world when he joined Trump as an advisor, and how Tesla shares have crashed a lot around Europe. But this is this can give a lot of impetus to more competition from Southeast Asian car manufacturers. I think it also makes cars more affordable, clean energy more affordable for middle-income homes. Mm-hmm. I think this is something that we all need, whether you're in Indonesia or you're in Colombia or you're in Chile, is to bridge the gaps of inequality. I think that what we're seeing, one of the major problems we face in Latin America is corruption.
Oh.
And corruption at a political level has become endemic, has become almost accepted form of governance. And it's very sad, because instead of these resources being invested in providing better health care, providing better living conditions for vulnerable populations, instead of really trying to bridge the social inequality gap, the money is just being fueled out of the economy. So I think anything that has to do with improving the welfare of people, I think that's where government should be going, and that's where the clean energy transition can help.
Okay, good. I also want to hear from Hogan.
Yes, I think actually that the clean energy efforts are actually another point of similitude between Latin America and Southeast Asia, in this case, Indonesia. Because of in Chile, we more than the half that the electrical consumption is from clean energies, because of we have this really dry desert, so we have a lot of solar plants, we have a lot of eolic energy too, but even when we have all of these natural resources, maybe we're not putting these projects in such a priority as you are. So maybe you have a bigger consumption of carbon or fuel-based energy, but you're actually putting this in a priority list. So I think that maybe our countries can actually learn about the strategic place that you're giving to this, because you're making a big project like this one that we're talking about, and you made it in just 10 years. Mm-hmm. Considering both project planification and actual building. So I think that that's a real good example to countries that have better resources, but maybe not that strategic planification.
Okay, so yeah, we know that Indonesia is working on the to reach its 32% of net zero emission.
Mm-hmm.
Hope it will be, it will come true.
It's an ambitious goal.
Yeah, it's an ambitious goal. Mm-hmm. And they're working also to promote more the use of the EV, electric vehicle. Like you, if you are here in Jakarta for these days, so I think you found that many cars on the roads are already EV kinds mm-hmm. of EV.
And motorcycles too.
Yeah, and motorcycles too. Okay, we call it OJEC. Okay. This is kind of the online taxi for the motorbike. So let's talk about our function media, Richard and Joaquin. Okay, talking about green energy, net zero emission side. So how potential is, the media in your country, back to your country, Colombia and Chile, to educate the people on your country to understand, okay, green energy, net zero emissions, this is very important, and this is our, homework together.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think media has to have a social role. I think that unfortunately, because the media ecosystem is shrinking due to financial problems, a lot now of what's being spread about the importance of conservation efforts. We just hosted this year in Cali, Colombia, the big COP16 environmental conference. And it was a big global attendees around the world, a lot of what we were seeing about the process of educating people about protecting the environment. Colombia is the second most biodiverse country on the planet. We have more than 4,000 species of birds. We are home to a massive biodiversity. It's done by more or less independent media. A lot of, I would even say, Godfather's social media plays a very important role in reaching young people with these messages. I think that the role of the big traditional media now in trying to educate populations is it's not very strong, because first of all, a lot of the vulnerable populations or people that need to conserve the environment in regions of Colombia where there is deforestation, where there are illegal gold extraction, they're not reading newspapers anyway. You know, newspapers tend to be localized very much in large urban centers. And so when you want to reach these rural populations, these vulnerable people in remote areas or along the Pacific coast, on the Caribbean, it's the social media that's reaching more people. And radio, once again, it seems to be that continues to be the main source of spreading efforts to news and stories to people about important conservation initiatives. It's not the traditional press.
Okay.
Yes, I think that I agree that media is unfortunately not so strong that maybe it was like 10 years ago, 5 years ago, especially newspapers or media that are more specialized in things like this. But nevertheless, I think that every effort is welcome, and papers should have to every day talk about, I don't know, maybe the business environment. If actually the clean energy projects are not getting on the time that they have to get, we have to talk about that. If we are having problems with the development, we have to talk about that. And if government is not actually reaching their plans, we have to talk about that. And I think that media still has an important role on that side. But I think that the public investment is the main game changer here. We have to educate on social media, on television, and mostly massive media consumption.
Okay. So before we come to the end of this conversation, Richard and Joaquin, I would like to know a little bit about this program. So which part of this program, provided by the Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry, that most impressed you after 4 days here? Who first? Richard?
Well, okay, sorry. About the entire program. I think that it's not about monuments, nor buildings, nor architecture. I think what has really impressed me about being in Indonesia is the hospitality and the kindness of the Indonesian people. I mean, you can have fantastic historical sites anywhere in the world, beautiful volcanoes, lakes, rivers, mountains. But what has really impressed me is the warmth and the generosity and the kindness of the people of Indonesia, besides the exceptional food. Right? So one thing I'm really going to miss when I get home is the Indonesian kind of cooking. And the satays and the nasi gorengs and exactly. I have to make sure that I keep that alive in my home and in my memories.
Okay.
Well, in the Pacific, I was really impressed about the huge effort that you're making on investing in this kind of projects about clean energy and the commitment that you have with that. But I agree with Richard that the special thing about being in Jakarta, it's like to experience the walking in the streets, the food, and everything. That it's like, as I say at first, it's really not that different about Latin America. We have a lot of similitudes. We are across the sea. It's a long flight, but I think that everybody should know that we're not so different, and we have actually a lot of opportunities for cooperation.
Okay. The last one is, that's the camera, just for a short message to our friends, journalists out there, especially from the Latin America. What you want to say to them about this program?
This is a fantastic program. It's given me an opportunity to engage here with Indonesia, and I wish everybody wish that we can bridge the great divides and perceptions that we have amongst us, and build more cooperation, engagement between Latin America and Indonesia.
Yes, I am really grateful about this invitation. I hope that a lot of journalists from Latin America maybe could visit in this program or by themselves, Southeast Asia. It's a place you need to know. And I hope, too, that maybe a lot of you, colleague journalists from here, should know Chile and all our other Latin American countries.
Okay, thank you, Richard, and also Joaquin. Okay, dear friends, that's my colleague here, Richard from Colombia, and Joaquin from Chile, about their experience visiting Indonesia for 4 days. And then I hope next year is your turn. I'm Dalat Pane. See you next time.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on vonews.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on vonews.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Papa kerja dulu ya.
Ya, disesuaikan aja sama rencananya ya.
Kalau nggak bakal nggak bisa pun. Tapi ini kita harus sesuai dengan target market yang mau kita tuju. Itu lho, Pak.
Kaki kecil berlari sana kemari sambil tertawa riang.
Bapak-bapak, ibu-ibu, yang bukan anak-anak silakan keluar sekarang. Ampun, rindu mah rindu sama anak peratura.
Once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali, you're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture, meet the Balinese people with a warm smile, and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar, Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Voice of Indonesia.
Kita harus bahagia. Kita harus bahagia. Kamu harus bahagia. Kamu harus bahagia. Kamu harus bahagia. Kamu harus bahagia. Kita harus bahagia.
Thank you so much for your listener for accompanying me in this 1 hour broadcast. But don't go anywhere, because there will be a lot more program that will accompany you in the next hours of Voice of Indonesia. And don't forget to tune in to our online streaming, voinews.id, shortwave in 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Also, our application in RRE Digital for those of you who love watching on demand. And you can send through your messages through our social media and Facebook account, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok in VOI double underscore official. We also have our application in RRE Digital for those of you who love watching on demand. And thank you so much for a listener and RR in advance. My name is Ren. Stay tuned with us always in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you for joining us on Indonesia Today, only on VOI and RR in Air.
Jaga dulu jarak kita, jika tak ingin akhirnya kau menangis lagi. Jangan terlalu kau dekat, jangan buat terikat, coba kau rasakan lagi. Mungkin kau dapat perannya, tapi hanya sebagai bayang-bayangnya saja. Jangan minta jatuh cinta, luka lama ku juga belum reda. Beri dulu aku waktu untuk sembuh sendirinya. Jangan minta jatuh cinta, sakit sebelumnya masih kurasa. Beri waktu hingga aku mampu lupakan semua. Jangan terlalu kau dekat, jangan buat terikat, coba kau rasakan lagi. Mungkin kau dapat perannya, tapi hanya sebagai bayang-bayangnya saja. Jangan minta jatuh cinta, luka lama ku juga belum reda. Beri dulu aku waktu untuk sembuh sendirinya. Jangan minta jatuh cinta, sakit sebelumnya masih kurasa. Beri waktu hingga aku mampu lupakan semua. Jatuh cinta, luka lama ku juga belum reda. Beri dulu aku waktu untuk sembuh sendirinya. Oh, bukan ku tak jatuh cinta, lelah ulang kesalahan yang sama. Ku ingin kita jalani cinta, ku ingin kita jalani cinta tanpa tergesa, tanpa tergesa.
Voice of Indonesia.
you die for, the kind that colors the sky. Hard and tangible, slips away faster than dandelion fluff in the sunlight. And he's got swirls of passion in his eyes, uncovering the dreams he dreams at night. As much and hard as he tries to hide, I can see right through his voice you know for. He says my name black, I fade away somehow if he's too loud. What I would give for me to get my feet back on the ground, head off the clouds. How we're polar opposites. I read him like a book and he's a clueless little kid. Doesn't know that I'd stop time and space just to make him smile, make him smile. Oh, why can't we for once say what we want, say what we feel? Oh, why can't you for once disregard the world and run to what you know is real? Take a chance with me, take a chance with me.
For once, say what we want, say.